Montese, the fortress, and Montecuculi domination over the centuries. Continuing our exploration of the central Frignano region, we delve into the history of Montese, a medieval village which nestles among the woods and valleys of the modern Apennines, between the Reno and Panaro rivers. The Montese branch of the Montecuculi family, founded by Count Bersanino on the death of his father Cesare in 1506, produced some illustrious personalities. Some were contemporaries of Raimondo Montecuculi and had dealings with him. When young Raimondo emigrated to Austria to enroll in the Imperial Army, Ernesto and Girolamo Montecuculi were already launched on successful military careers. Raimondo, in fact, began his service under the orders of Ernesto, soon to die in a fateful battle during the Thirty Years' War. It was Ernesto's German army that fought in Italy in the Monferrato War, referred to by Manzoni in his novel The Betrothed. Some years later, Girolamo also died, and Raimondo inherited his substantial estates, which provided a solid foundation for his career as a military commander. The castle of Hohenegg in Austria had also belonged to Girolamo. Raimondo made it his favorite residence, often retiring there to recover from the stresses of war and diplomacy and dedicate himself to his beloved studies. The territory of Montese was part of the vast fiefdom granted to the Montecuculi by Emperor Otto IV in 1212, and for the most part it remained in their hands until the late 1600s. Due to the great poverty of these lands, as well as a lack of administrative ability, the last feudatory, Ferrante Montecuculi, relinquished the Montese fiefdom in 1697, though he retained Ranocchio, San Giacomo Maggiore, and San Martino. The fortress dates from the end of the 14th century. Its present appearance, however, is the result of recent restoration and rebuilding after centuries of devastation, above all during the Second World War. It is of the same type as the small fortresses built by the Montecuculi at Reno di Sopra, Monte Cenere, and Semese, consisting of a set of buildings enclosed within several circles of walls. The structures include a feudal palace, a tall tower, and two courtyards containing an underground cistern designed to collect rainwater. The choice of materials is interesting. The doorways, for example, were built using stone and tuff from a local quarry. Nowadays, the building houses a history museum devoted to the Second World War, and in particular to the Brazilian contingent who liberated Montese in 1945. Montese, too, owes a great deal to the munificence of the Montecuculi, who endowed the churches with precious treasures, paintings, and furnishings. At San Giacomo Maggiore, Count Orazio paid for the building of the bell tower in 1617 and donated a painting portraying him in the act of prayer. As well as family coats of arms, the church contains the magnificent tombstone of Count Francesco, dating from 1588. It is richly ornamented and surmounted by the family crest. An inscription refers to the construction of the tomb, which the Count had ordered that year for himself and his heirs. After San Giacomo, climbing towards the centre of Montese, we come to the hamlet of San Martino. Two memorial stones in the church commemorate Ercole Montecuculi, who died in 1619, and the school he provided for in his last will and testament. The school continued to serve the community through thick and thin until the late 1800s, when the ruin of the Montecuculi family cut off the supply of funds. Not far from Montese are Monteforte and Riva. At Monteforte, substantial parts of the castle built to guard the border with Bologna still survive. Its most celebrated feudatory was Lancelotto Montecuculi, who allied himself with Obizzo da Montegarulla in the early 1400s to resist the Este family. It contains a splendid fresco cycle dating back to around 1450. Riva also has frescoes dating from around 1430. This fortified village was largely destroyed in the violence that constantly ravaged the Frignano region during the first half of the 16th century. During this period, while the papal armies were occupying Modena, these communities took advantage of the confusion to become self-governing, in contempt of Count Bersanino. But the feudal rule of the Monte Cuculi was eventually restored.